The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We are discussing the journey of combating against the self, combating against one's desires. And last week we began with the first step in this journey, and that's the journey of Tawbah. We said that Tawbah, or repentance that is accompanied with reform, is an act of mercy by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without this Tawbah, we would be in a state of despair. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens this door for us so that we can return back to His mercy without hesitation. We also said that Tawbah is considered to be almost an obligation, or not almost, it is an obligation upon each and every one of us, because it's through Tawbah that our success lies. None of us are perfect. All of us need reforming. All of us need the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our success. And that mercy is found through the door of Tawbah. Today, inshallah, we're going to be looking at the generality of Tawbah, or what's known as umumiyatu Tawbah. And what we mean by that is that Tawbah is not reserved for certain circumstances, right? Tawbah, for example, is not reserved for certain types of sins. So it's like not that, for example, I don't do X or I don't do Y, so Tawbah is not for me. No, Tawbah is for each and every one of us. The mistakes that we make, sometimes it's not just the mistakes that we are concerned about. Sometimes it's the lack of progression towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a concern, right? We often think and we often reflect, and we should, that how come I am stagnant in my progression towards God? How come I'm not moving in an accelerated manner? Well, maybe I need to do Tawbah. Tawbah will help me. Tawbah, not just a verbal declaration, but Tawbah requires introspection to find out what are the things that are weighing me down, right? Sometimes it could be things which are permissible, which are weighing me down, right? For example, too much earning money. It's allowed, permissible to go and earn a livelihood, but it could be my deterrent in our progression towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example. And so we know that in Islam we're supposed to have a balanced life, isn't it? So that balance, sometimes when it's not there, I have to figure it out. Nor is Tawbah reserved for specific times. You know, so I know that on the nights of Qadr we do so much istighfar, so much Tawbah, that sometimes, you know, we feel like I'm done for the year now, alhamdulillah. No, Tawbah is not reserved for that, right? Tawbah is for any time. Tawbah is for all the time. Are there better times than others to do Tawbah? Yes, like early in the morning, for example, right? Before going to bed, for example, or on these grand nights like Qadr, for example. But it's not reserved for any specific time, and nor is Tawbah reserved for a certain type of people. You know, sometimes when we think of Tawbah and we think about forgiveness, we think of sinners. And you know, we have these sinners in mind. Well, you know what? We are all in some form or the other progressing and being immersed in an environment that is a pollutant to us. Yeah. And whether or not we are sinners per se, the environment itself has a way of dampening us, has a way of overtaking us. And so we are immersed in it whether we realize it or not. It's quite interesting. It's a very philosophical discussion, but Ayatollah Khomeini in his book, Rahimahullah, 40 Hadith, when he talks about the perfect man, right, Insanul Kamil, it's a fascinating discussion. And what leads a person to become an Insanul Kamil? But he says that in that journey to become a perfect human being, we go through three different openings. Yeah, Fathul Qareeb, Fathul Mubin, and Fathul Mutlaq, a complete opening. The Fathul Qareeb is the close opening. when we realize we have to progress. Then there is the clear opening when we begin to see God everywhere. And then there's the last opening. And that last opening is mutlaq, complete opening, where we now become one with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he says at that point, we realize that simply our existence is a form of sin. Now it's interesting, right? Like, what does that mean? It means because in our journey, we can never truly fulfill the right of God. Hence, because of that, we are always in a journey that is not where God wants us to be, or not where we need to be. And that existence in itself is a form of sin. It's a philosophical discussion, right? We may not totally understand it, grasp it, maybe not even agree with it, but that's not the point. The point is that we are immersed in it. And so Tawbah is not reserved for any type of things. When we look at Tawbah, Tawbah is for every type of sin, every type of person, and for all times. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nur, verse number 31, he says, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Yeah, that repent to God, all of you, أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Specifically, you believers, repent, all of you. Not, he doesn't say, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مُذْنِبِينَ. Yeah, or kafirin. No, all of you, jami'an, need to do tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So that you will find success. Its success comes from this tawbah. And we find other verses that talk about how Allah is so free in forgiving our sins. For example, one of the most inspiring verses truly in the Quran from Surah Az-Zumar, verse number 53, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. SubhanAllah, such a beautiful verse, yeah? Allah says that, oh my servants who have transgressed against their own souls, do not despair at the mercy of God. لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Why? Because إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Santum, that indeed Allah will forgive all of your sins. Now you know, when Allah says that He forgives all of our sins, there is a question that comes up, right? And that is that, what about the sin of shirk? Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa, verse 48, has been very clear about this. He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ. He says that indeed Allah will not forgive one who associates a partner to Him, but will forgive every other sin. Now how do we reconcile this? In one verse Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. In another verse, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ وَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِي. That Allah does not forgive one who does shirk. And scholars and exegetes have described this and said that, look, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is saying that He will not forgive those who do shirk, this is the person who does istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we said that istighfar is a verbal declaration. But they say unanimously that if a person does tawbah to Allah, tawbah, as we said, is not just a verbal declaration, but tawbah is accompanied with action, a reformation, a display of our remorse through the changing of lifestyle. Therefore, if a person was a mushrik before they did tawbah, that means they're no longer a mushrik anymore. How can then God not accept that tawbah from them? Right? And this is the power of tawbah, my brothers and sisters, right? That tawbah is a door of God's mercy that has no limit to it. No matter what we've done, no matter what we've experienced, Allah will accept our sins, accept our forgiveness of the sins that we have made, except for one time, we are told, right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Yeah, he says that tawbah is not accepted for those who continue to do evil deeds until the end of their life, when they see death approaching and they say, Astaghfirullah Ya Rab, I seek your forgiveness now.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Rahi Kareem Adi Alim Hali Hakim Mateen. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.